coming to you live. It is 2/18/2020. It's a live show. Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like, based upon all the things you see, that Red China Joe and Blinkin' Stinkin' Lincoln and all the different ones, it looks as though that they want to go to war, and it looks like Putin wants to go to war. It looks like we're probably going to have war. I don't know 100%, but nobody does at this moment except the Lord. But I do think that Lucifer wants to see a war. And a lot of people want a war against this one, war against that one, war against their fellows. But I'm going to tell you, the war is against Lucifer, the evil one, the father of all lies, the devil, the one that wants to destroy you as a Christians and as people in the world. So I'm just going to say to you this way. Let me just read what the Lord Jesus has to say, because that, you see, is the key. Listening to what the Lord Jesus has to say, and I'm going to read this one to you. I'm going to read to you from Luke. Matthew 24 is also good. And now, some people say, well, Hawk, you need to get some new things. Well, you know what? The Lord Jesus basically has showed me what to talk about and what to do. And by golly, he says, do you think that the people have gotten it yet? And a lot of people have not, all right? But here's the deal. Luke 21, let's just go to it right there. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. We got a lot of sun eruptions going on right now. If you've not noticed that, you may want to take notice of that. All these things are part of the deal, you see. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. So if you believe in Jesus, you're a Christian, you believe in him, and he's your Savior, then you're going to be hated. You're going to be hated of all men for my name's sake, he says. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Now, how can that be? Okay, I'm not getting you. Well, ask the Lord Jesus, and if you don't understand it, pray to him and say, Lord, reveal to me the truth about this particular verse. But here's what he's saying. And some shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. And here's why. Listen up. In your patience possess ye your souls. Now, if you've given them up, you've turned it over to Red China Joe or Xi Jinping or to Lucy himself or to the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds or turn in Texas or the Queen of England, you've given up your soul to the devil yet, then you ain't getting it back, you see. cow weasel if it's not right now. And I don't see the gold price going as high as I thought it might go. I thought it might jump for the moon, you see. But not the reason that is because they can't stand not to make a huge profit. Although I will say this, that the people who got the money have bought most of the, and are buying most of the physical gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and the physical, not the futures. They're buying the physical at lower prices, and then when the people that they have tricked into going into the crypto, oh, I'm into cryptocurrency. It's actually a worse thing than cash because you got nothing that says you got it except a computer entry somewhere. And I'm going to tell you what, if the EMP hits and you get all of the computers wiped out, right, worldwide, you know, or just in the United States, then all the Europeans can get theirs out, maybe, huh? But you can't. You see how that's going to be? You can't do it that way. Already, in Canada, Trudeau shut down all the banking systems when everybody threatened to take their money out yesterday. So the trick of the deal is, and I've said this before, if you got all that money, a lot of people got a lot of money in the, you know, in the IRA, the 401k, the stock fund, all the different stuff. And there's been a tremendous run-up. Tremendous run-up in the stock markets. But that's starting to go bye-bye, okay? But the thing is this. If you're sitting on all of that, but you don't have a year supply, 2 year supply, or 3.5 years supply, 3.5 years, you know, of great tribulation, perhaps, supply of food for you, your immediate family, your children, your grandchildren, maybe the neighbor or two next door is going to be the one that takes the night shift or takes the day shift if you got the night shift to protect your corner of the cul-de-sac or your section of the rural road, you know, rural route XYZ, that perhaps you should get some money out real quick and go to the store or buy it this afternoon or tomorrow or tonight or tomorrow morning or whenever you can get it. But if you can't do anything else but get you one more can of chunky soup, because I'll tell you what, that's a ration for one day, for one person. Chunky soup, can of that. Oak salad, dandelion greens, a little bit of oil and vinegar dressing. Maybe a pawpaw in season. If you live in Florida or California, get some oranges or, you know, grapes or what have you, you know. Limes, lemons, growing right in your yard. If you've got gardens and you're in the rural areas in the South or something like that, you got the warm climate or you got greenhouses, then you're better off right there, too. It's very serious. It's just getting down to serious time. And at the precise time, it's really serious. You have somebody running this country, right, or apparently in charge of the country, of the most powerful man in the free world. You believe that? Red China Joe. Ed Hunter, don't you know, who took $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese, and then according to Peter Schweitzer, another 31 or more million. Okay? You then have the same guy taking money from the mayor of Moscow, a woman oligarch, former mayor of Moscow, $5 million. And that's not to say that there aren't others there that didn't give Red, Chad, and Joe any money, because after all, one of the first things he did was to cancel the XL pipeline where the Alberta tar sands oil was going to come down, going to be refined in the United States. We'd have gasoline. And then the United States itself, with the leases and all the stuff being done on federal lands, offshore and in Alaska, different places, we were energy independent. We were producing more oil and natural gas than the Russians or than the Saudis. We were the number one on the planet, the number one producer. What's the first thing that Red China Joe did? All right, Red China Joe cut the XL pipeline off, cut all the natural gas and the oil leases and all the stuff. Made it difficult to get another lease for the future. Made it difficult for any bank to loan money to the oil companies to get a lease. Wildcatters couldn't get a lease. Well, no, it was also the big guys couldn't borrow money to go out and to invest in, you know, try to put in a new field or something. So that right there tells you that Red China Joe gave up, and then he gave what? The Nord Stream 2 pipeline to Germany from Russia. He okayed that one, Trump, and shut that off. Well, who is paying who? Who is the real enemy of America at this point? You know, the policies of this Presidente, you know, Red China Joe, destroying it. When you raise the gasoline price, that raises the price of all the stuff and the trucks and the drivers and all of the things and transportation to get there. It raises the input of all the farmers to grow food. It raises the input of all the ranchers to run cattle or hogs or chickens or whatever. And you see, then you've got the COVID and all of this stuff. And then they want to make sure that everybody gets spike dab with the graphite oxide or hydroxide, you know, nanoparticles so that they can use the 5G to control you and turn you into the damn Borg. This is war against us as people, you see. But I'm going to say this to you, too. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And the true CIC, the true commander-in-chief, is the Lord Jesus, who is the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven, who brought him onto this planet so that he would go through life here, and then that he would then be crucified and then rise from the dead and return to heaven so that his blood could wash your sins clean. You want the best deal in town. You want the best doggone deal. You'd better repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. That's the best deal in town, best thing going right there. Now, interestingly, last night there was a report in the evening, and you won't see it confirmed in the newspapers or anything. I've tried to get other confirmations, but apparently there was in somewhere, reportedly, not Hawks says 100%, 1,000% guarantee, but reportedly, or allegedly, or reputedly, there was a takeout or takedown of some natural gas-type facility in and around Houston somewhere. I don't know if it was in the Ship Channel, in the Gulf, or, you know, just on land or wherever, but apparently some natural gas pumping station or facility that had security was hit by a professional team, okay? At the same time, or in a similar time frame, a similar target was taken out, a gas-like facility, natural gas or pumping station or something, part of a pipeline or whatever, was taken out allegedly in British Columbia, in Canada. Now, also last night, what you then do see in the newspapers is that a natural gas facility in the Ukraine was hit, allegedly by the Russians, okay? So what does that tell you, all right? Now, yesterday, it was reported on, and, you know, the radio guys, the ham radio people, all the different signal intelligence people, they have websites and chat groups and places that where they can report what they've heard. They've done this for years. Anything in the clear, you know, or they report it. They report the signal, where they heard it, what they heard, all the different things. Well, yesterday evening, FEMA Region 6, that's Denton, Texas headquarters, brought up their emergency support group or emergency support team. It's got different initials than that, but just suffice to say, that was overheard. They put that up on one of those sites. Other people then were able to hear it, and a lot of people record the signals that are on the radios, so they can then go back and hear it. Well, then somebody, one of the moderators, who are usually, I think, on these sites, the moderators are either the fiddle with boys internally, or they're the arsenics, okay? And that had to be removed, apparently. But all I can tell you is the removal itself, they left it up. The removal shows that there's an attempt to cover up that it was the deal. Now, what do we see today? What do we see today, all right? And I can tell you that it's quite interesting. Let's see what we got right here. Border Patrol agents, you see this, Washington Examiner, I believe, had it up there. And let me see if I can get it up online here. Having computer trouble before going on air tonight. So that's why I'm on the tin can, okay, with the string. Got a tight string. So there you go, you know. Well, they don't want me to get on the computer at all this evening. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, goofballs. Border Patrol agents warned of assassination attempts by Mexican cartels, okay? Well, the Mexican cartels are always, going to try to do something to somebody, or they're there. That could be then the raison d'etre, the reason of the day, for then doing the call-up of the emergency groups out of FEMA in Region 6, Texas, only then to remove that communication off the ham site or the signal intelligence people's site so nobody else could do it with the moderator taking it off. And then only today now to say, on February 16th, 2022, RGV Ops received information regarding possible cartel violence towards U.S. law enforcement personnel. Information stated the cartel groups were discussing killing U.S. law enforcement personnel along the border near Fronton, Texas, between Miguel Alemán and Los Guerra, Tamaulipas, Mexico. Agents are reminded to be cognizant of their surroundings while performing Border Patrol operations, and is recommended that all agents wear their ballistic armor, utilize long arms, and if possible, work in groups. I would agree with that one wholeheartedly, but I would also tell them that, quite frankly, that there's Russians in the wire, or Red Chinese in the wire. And then the idiots who don't understand that Red China and Russia got a deal, and they say, well, I heard somebody say tonight, well, The Russians need the German market to sell and the French market to sell their natural gas and oil to. They can sell all of they want to China for whatever currency the Russians want, okay? Because they've got a deal now. They want to freeze out Germany. Well, I guess Germany will have to dig some of its own coal and go back to producing power. Because, you see, they decided they'd go green. The United States can't do coal. The United States now can't go oil, can't go natural gas, because we've got to buy it from the people we're going to go to war with, the Russians. It's ridiculous. And it is an evil collaboration between Lucifer the Lightbringer and the top slots of the United States government, the United States military, the United States intelligence, the United States court system, the whole bit. And I'll tell you, if you read the other day when I told you to read, it was Brother Quayle had it up on his site, stevequayle.com. And incidentally, if you want to get some gold or silver real quick, you want to get it, and Steve has got stuff on the hook usually, you might want to order it real quick, 406-586-4840, and leave a message. 406-586-4840, and leave him a message. Either Steve or Daryl, his very competent manager, or Tyler, his son, will take care of you as soon as they possibly can and arrange quick shipment for you. If you also would like to get any of Steve's books or his DVD, the drought video, the mega drought, just so that people in your family or people in your church or in your neighborhood understand what the heck is going on, you might want to get them the, you know, Giants book or, Empire Beneath the Ice or, you know, the Weather Wars book or whatever the books that Steve might provide for you, like Xenogenesis or Terminated. The End of Man is Near. That is one of the most comprehensive books he ever did that terminated. If you want good news, or Steve's Jesus, The Premise of the Promise. You want a good news book? That's a good news book. But for goodness sake, Brother Quayle can also get you high quality night vision. Not the inexpensive, but if you want the good stuff, you got the money, call Steve, he's got it for you. Alright? And you tell him Old Hawk sent you. Alright? You tell him Old Hawk sent you. So the Border Patrol agents are being warned, situation alert. Well, I think that, quite frankly, that there's Russians down there. We also know that there were red Chinese living in brand new homes in Mexico with gated communities that were guarded by federales as well as the red Chinese security troops, and that they were there a number of years ago, and they were getting deliveries, food deliveries from the United States on white United Nations, you know, type tractors and trailers, multiple ones. Brother Quayle got information from one of the truck drivers back then, and there were numerous ones going every week or every couple days. They were going down there and delivering food to the red Chinese in Mexico. And then Old Hawk knew an old captain down there in Texas. And the old captain got him somebody that had family down in that region in Mexico, sent them across the border, and they kind of come down up over the mountains and look down on that little place there and said, sure enough, there's red Chinese down there with brand new homes. You know, 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom homes, the garage or the carport, you know, and 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, all brand new in gated communities. And so we've proved that over the years. We've also talked to you about the loony balloons, all the stuff. And incidentally, of course, Google doesn't put them up. The red Chinese don't put them up. But by golly, there's one sitting right over yesterday evening, was still sitting over outside of Hawaii. And you see, how do they sit there, Hawk? They have small ion-type engines, and they will go around in a little circle or move back and forth, you know, at a low mile per hour, just enough to get beyond the wind with a solar-powered type ion-type engine, all right? Very sophisticated stuff. They got all kind of cameras, all kind of sensors. They vacuum up all the communications. So U.S. Navy, as your fleet goes out of Hawaii going towards Taiwan or the South China Sea, you got a Red Chinese launched, not Raven Aerostar out of the Dakotas, but you got a Red Chinese launch, the same one used to launch them for. Here go. You got it overlooking. You got a loony balloon up there about, oh, I don't know, maybe 55, 60,000 feet, stuff like that. Maybe one of your, let's send the F-18As instead of the F-35s. Send one of them up and just see if you can't just beat it out of the sky. Because otherwise, U.S. Navy, you are allowing a red Chinese loony balloon to overlook your entire operations, to then give it in real time, direct to the U.S., to the U.S., right? Yeah, maybe the Red China Joe, maybe he passed it along. They're giving it right to the Red Chinese military or Communist Party through the high-rack, the high-resolution data transfers from these things. It's a loony balloon. There's another ones that are up in different places, too. But all you see, you don't want to listen to that. And then the ones that do tell you, your officers above you are trash. Your officers above you, in many, many cases, at the top slots, are Luciferian scumbags. They're half light in the loafer scumbags that answer to the Luciferians, okay? For cash money in their offshore bank accounts, okay? Or for bags of jewels or diamonds or gold or whatever they want. This has been going on too long. And all of the millions of man hours they spent on wokeism and rooting out white supremacy and being nice to Navy SEALs in dresses and being nice to Army guys in dresses with pantyhose on now and, you know, the whole bit of wokeism crap. And meanwhile, the Spetsnaz are saying, we fight without shirts in the wintertime in the Siberia, and we fight for real. And when we check out when our little buddy or our training buddy or partner, we just don't have to beat each other up like they do sometimes in the U.S. Military. Oh, no, if they're going to go into a situation as to who they're going to choose to go maybe be a hitter for the intel boys or a spec op or something. No, the Russians got to kill their partner, you see. They don't tell you that anymore, but they sure used to do that. You don't believe? Well, that's all right. But they're a little bit more about winning the war. Not. People say, well, the Russians have got all their troops over there. They can't do anything against us. Oh, what do you mean they can't do anything against the United States? They got a hypersonic missile that can be here, can travel around in an Earth orbit, okay, in an Earth orbit, travel around, and hit anywhere in the United States in less than 2 minutes. They can dial it up big or dial it down low, all right? But the fact of the matter is they can hit us. We don't have, apparently do not have, I'm not so sure that our breakaway ultra-black people don't have some hypersonic missiles and other type weapons that are extremely good. I would be interested to see what the... Bravo 4 at Sierra 4, Echo, what that was all about. So I do think they have the new bomber, a new bomber up there, stealth bomber that could be activated, and maybe they can't. find it. Excuse me, had to sneeze. Anyway, I don't know what time it's going to do. I don't know where it's going to go, but I think we're going to war. I think that somebody's going to go to war, and I think that the United States thinks that Russia, they're probably Beijing, or, you know, Red China Joe says, well, maybe they just take a little piece, nibble it, and get the Donbass and all that. Maybe they take Kiev, and then they leave the rest of them. People say, well, why do they want Ukraine anyway? Same reason Stalin wanted to kill the Kulaks. They want the farmland. It's a breadbasket. It's a breadbasket, and it has also other undeveloped, probably oil and gas in it. Hunter would know all about that. He was getting paid millions, wasn't he? By the Ukrainians. Oh, Red China Joe. And then Trump took a box of documents home, or they're not going to sue him for all the things that happened on January 6th? It's just getting to be crazy. There's no justice system left in this country at all. You're not going to get any justice in any court unless you pay for it. It would be better to be in Chicago, to where when you go to one of the courts, and they used to have, I used to, in the old days, I used to know, and I partied back in the old days with some of those attorneys, all right, who got took up in the Gaylord, you know, the Gaylord investigation or whatever it was. Whatever that was called. Sherman Skolnick helped to get them busted. But I knew some of them people back in the day, and it would be better off for them to go into court with them, and they would hold up three fingers or four fingers on their face, or maybe they'd hold up three, and the judge would say, put his whole hand on the side of his face, meaning 5,000. That's a better deal there than what you got now. Okay? Because now you're not going to get any justice. You're still going to pay all the lawyers. This country is about to put a fork in and it's done. Save one or two things. And when you do this, you got a quote that you're reading from the Declaration of Independence. And I bought this book at Thomas Jefferson's home in Monticello. Okay? So, if you read the Declaration of Independence, which is the founding law, or founding document and law, basically, that created this country, that allows secret police, jerks and butts, you know, to be now in everybody's business, from the parents at the school board meetings to anybody who did this, that, the other. Total ridiculous. And then the ATF is trying to trick ex-wives and ex-girlfriends into, you know, heck, man, girls got a lot of guns, too. Maybe the ex-husband should turn them in. It's just stupid. It's totally ridiculous. This country is getting to be a joke. Putin knows it. She knows it. And it's weakness here and the whole bit. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem more likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed would dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off that government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the Declaration of Independence. That's the real deal. That's the people who wrote it down and who put the talk out and then walked the walk. And they gave you the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And now everybody just about since, they decided to try to take it from you. And then you see, since 1933, December of 1933, the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended in 1933, was passed in both houses of Congress with special rules because they didn't have anybody in attendance on December 24th except for the ones that were going to pass this crap. And then it was immediately signed by the Roosevelt. All right. And at that point, Congress abdicated its responsibility, duties, and power to the executive branch of government. Abdicated its ability and power to the executive branch. But they didn't even tell anybody except for the top lawyers, a few here were smart enough here and there to understand what they were doing. They didn't even tell the people until about 1937. And then only the Bar Association and the attorneys knew about it, the smart ones, and the judges. And that's why you go into court in this one or that state or the other state, and you say, I demand my constitutional rights. And the judge says, well, that doesn't go around here, son. This here's the family court, or this here's the state court, or this here's the that court, all right? So we've operated essentially under a state of emergency, which was because of the bankruptcy of the corporation, the big U, big S, big O, big A, United States of America, the corporation, United States of America. It was the bankruptcy, you see, in 33, after the stock market crash. They did that. Well, we had another one of these things back about 2008 or whatever, didn't we? Or 2006, 2008. And then, you know what? George E.W. Bush did a little thing, didn't he? He did a little thing. He did over 500 different executive orders and presidential decision directives. And they've never been rescinded. Never been rescinded. Rex 84. You remember Rex 84? Those of you, a lot of you weren't even born, the young ones. Rex 84 was so highly guarded that special metal security doors were installed on the fifth floor of the FEMA building in Washington, D.C., securing the area in which the Rex Operational Center was contained. The exercise required the following: suspension of the Constitution of the United States, turning control of the government over to FEMA, appointment of military commanders to run state and local governments. And then, guess what? Shortly before November 2008, presidential election, George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document: domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law, and that was as of 12 October 2008. Greg Evenson and I, one time we sat here and went down all through the whole bit, didn't we? I then told you about how Obama passed, I believe it was the new executive order he signed to create a structure of military governors for martial law. That was in January 2012. I wrote an article. Steve Quayle published it or put it up on his site back then. It's called, let's see, I've got the copy of it right here. Executive order, January 11th, 2010. Establishment of the Council of Governors, by the authority vested in me as the president. This is Obama saying this. By the president, by the constitutional laws of the United States of America, including Section 1822 of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2008, that's Public Law 110-181, and in order to strengthen further the partnership between the federal government and state governments, there ain't no partnership, and to protect our nation, its people, and property, it is thereby ordered as follows. There shall be an established a Council of Governors. The Council, now listen closely to the numbers here. The Council shall consist of 10 state governors appointed by the president. Okay.
So it's not every governor, it's 10 state governors appointed by the president. That means the president supersedes the state governor, and he's ordering him, and it's just basically a fiefdom. It's a medieval fiefdom kind of a thing, you know? So that was passed by Obama. That hadn't been rescinded. And you see, one of the first duties of any president when he gets elected is to continue the state of emergency. Now, they don't have to do it, or they say, oh, we're doing a martial law, and blah, 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 blah. They say, oh, state of emergency exists? Oh, I don't know, because Russia's threatening the Ukraine, all right? And that there possibly might be sabotage attacks in the United States, or cyber terrorism in the United States, or a hypersonic missile that pops out of orbit and within less than a minute or 2 minutes pops right over the center of the United States and takes out the entire power grid. Or maybe they want to work for a living and they got the Spetsnaz that President Obama, the Joker, got hired over a battalion of them back in his term, maybe two battalions, which are still allegedly on the ultra black budget payrolls. And there's some of the ones that are still being hunted for. I told you all about the ones down there that we've heard about that were down there in Gatlinburg and in that area. Well, guess what we had? We had a little fire up there by Sevierville and Pigeon Forge, didn't we? In Sevier County, right? Kind of a little forest fire deal. Was that because we had some surveillance aircraft that were honing in and spotting the Russians teams that were in the field, maybe carrying a little suitcase. Maybe carrying a suitcase for one of those dams in the TVA Authority, you know? You pop one dam or two dams or one dam and, you know, some other key power substation, that'll take the grid down. We don't have the ability like we used to. Texas used to have a grid all by itself. Not anymore. Obama took care of that. But they'll take the entire grid down. I always say, well, Hawk, what do you mean? Well, back in California, back a few years back, we reported on because they did it twice. But the first time they shot out with after going in the little tunnel, turning off the little signal that would tell that somebody was doing something, the alarm kind of scuffed. They then took an AK-47 or a 7.62-39 shooting rifle and shot out all the oil cans up above. That took that power substation down, and it browned out, did all that stuff in California, did it twice. There's nine of those. You take nine of them, that'll take the grid down in the United States, the key one. Do you think they don't know where those are at? The Russians are the Red Chinese, or for that matter, any of the their proxies. The proxies could be the Mexican drug cartels, you know? I remember when Xi was the number two or three guy in the Chinese government. He went to Mexico, and I can remember hearing him speak in Mexico City, hearing a tape of it, you know, or seeing a video on a tape
And basically, and the translation was, aren't you getting tired of Uncle Sam telling you what to do down here? You go with the Red Chinese, and we'll let you do what you want to do. You can sell all the drugs you want. We'll help you. And then pretty quickly after that, Lazaro Cardenas port became a Red Chinese port. And then they got access, and then the old Spanish king got involved and started buying up portions of I-35 and bridges in this part of Texas and that, and going to make them into toll booths and, you know, all kind of stuff on 35. And then there was going to be truck lanes and train lanes going up the side of it, and it was going to be an international highway, an international zone. And then the Kansas City Center was going to come right on up, you see, and come right on up there to where Richard Bauer used to be a hot dog base. Still got some marine accountants there. Marine accountants are not always accountants, if you understand. They may hold somebody accountable. And they used to have a Navy SEAL guy, an ex-SEAL or former SEAL, that arranged their exercises and training stuff for them. Not that a gunnery sergeant couldn't do it, but they just happened to have a SEAL who did arrange for their stuff. I met him once, anyway, long time ago. So, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that you, in earnest, look at your list of preparations. And one of the preps, I see Hal Turner's talking about, getting money out of the bank or something. Yeah, you should have money out of the bank. You should also have the food and the water purification, this water storage and transport, you know, the stacking box or the barrels. And I'll tell you, you get the food grade blue barrels for water. Get the smaller ones because they're easier to transport with a dolly or something. The 55-gallon drums, which I've got some of them, they're great. And then also get you the aerobic 7 or the aerobic stuff to put in them to where it will keep the water from turning bad or creating bugs in it, bacteria and stuff, for up to 5 years. All right? But you can always look up in the books on preparations. You can treat a little bit with chlorine bleach, unscented. Use the Clorox. It's better quality. Unscented. But you got to figure out how many drops to put in a gallon and all of that kind of stuff. I'm not going to tell you because you need to look that up and do the research on your own. You can also get, and I would highly recommend if you do not have one, to buy one tonight. Get it wherever you can get it. A Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters, which when you do that, it will take out the viruses, the bacteria, the parasites. And with the black Berkey filters, it takes out about 99% of all the chemicals. The only ones it doesn't take out, I believe, are the MTBEs, which you can get additional set of filters to put on them to do that. Now, these things, you can clean them a little bit, and they will go through, I don't know, I forget, it depends on the size of the thing and how many filters you got in it, but maybe you can go through 10,000 gallons of water, all right? Maybe after that, you're going to have you a pot, a big gumbo pot, you're going to have to boil water. I don't know. But it depends on how long all this lasts and how long before Lord Jesus comes back onto this planet with a sword in his mouth. With all of his angels and cleans the clock on these Luciferian scumbags and takes out the 200 million man army, which is probably going to be comprised a lot of the Red Chinese, at Armageddon in Israel. We're getting down to serious stuff, and I pray that we've got more time, but I don't know that we do. So I'm going to tell you, like I've always told you from the very beginning, you better sharpen your K-bars. You better load your mags. All right? Sharpen your machete, too, and your fight mags.
And while you got that, you got your rifle loaded, you better load up a shotgun. And you better get a bandolier with all the shotgun ammunition in the bandolier. Have it at the ready. You better have another rifle at the ready. And you better have at least two handguns each person, right? But you got to trickery dickery doc and get them ready to go for whatever time it's going to be on the clock. Because I'm going to tell you what, you got to have your boots broken in and at the door. You got to have your BDUs or your blue jeans or whatever you're going to wear ready to go. All right? Your jacket, your coat, your gloves, whatever it is you got. You know, the Lord Jesus says, and pray ye that your flight not be in winter or on the Sabbath day. You know, that's out of Matthew 24. I ought to just read that portion of that. I read you part of Luke 21. And I started with these, and the Lord told me to keep going on them, and I keep going on them. Because they're coming true now. They're coming true now, aren't they? All right? Well, here we go. You see? First of all, I'm going to tell you. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You see. But let's go on down here in the paragraphs, you know, in the verses. Woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Well, what are we going to do? And I think we got about 8 inches here. It's getting warmer now or a little bit and the sun's come out. What are you going to do if you got a tornado in Alabama and then you got snow and stuff falling in behind it up on the mountain and on further in, you know, in different states in the East Coast? Pray ye that your flight not be in winter. And then Putin tomorrow is doing his drills with 8-10 hours ahead. He maybe has already started them, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning or something, starting to do, and he's taking over the HQ of the missile operations headquarters with his generals. But pray that your flight not be in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no one ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But the elect does not mean that anybody says that they go to church and they're a Christian. It means the ones that have the direct relationship with the Lord Jesus. It means the real and true believer in Jesus, you see. Now, what does John have to say on that? All right. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got right here. Should have it marked by now, shouldn't I? Well, anyway. John 14:10 is what I'm looking for. John 14. All right. That should be right up in here anyway. I may not find it in time or get close to time at the end of the deal here. But I've read it to you a million times. So therefore, you know, here it is right there. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. You see. And then he goes on down and tells you,
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that shall loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? Go to John 14:10 and read it again. If you don't understand it, pray to the Lord Jesus. Say, Lord, can you explain this to me and give me the meaning of it? That's another thing you can always do. Lord, you know, help me to understand it more quickly and to be able to process information more quickly and to understand it and to get the truth and the rightness of it so that I can act quicker. So that I can act quicker on your behalf, Lord Jesus, and I can stand in the gap. You want to keep old Hawk on the air if I'm still going to be on the air or whatever after all this stuff going on. It can be sent to Hawk to be Federal Reserve notes, little gold, little silver, whatever it might be, or a check. H-A-W-K, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. You can also email me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And let me say this also. Many of you have donated to the Nunamakers in a China Bible Project, and there's another group of books have been delivered up into the mountains to the Montagnards in the dialects of the specific villages so that they can read the words of the Lord in their own language and then sing about it in the songbook as well. So another 100 going up. Anything you want to give to them, go to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton. Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Send it to the Nunamakers or the Indochina Bible Project. Don't go to another spirit. I've got a fight. Go get some gas in your car, your truck. Get a little extra gas. Get some more food, some more ammunition. Whatever it is you need on the list, you better start getting it. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And may he grant you superabundance and true sanctuary for your family in these days of need. Thank you for listening, and I pray that we got more time. Good night.